And it is time for Gordo's Corner here from Radio Row, the Media Center, Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco. And Gordo is once again going to take out the wireless microphone. And Gordo, you have left your landlocked position. You are now roaming freely with the wireless microphone technology. So I've lost your location. Where exactly are you?
Well, Craig, I could be anywhere in the United States of America that I want to be as a free man.
As long as it's within wireless range.
Yet I find myself right at the bridge of your nose, staring into your handsome hazel eyes.
Oh, I've located you now.
Thank you. Thank you, America. Thank you. Can we pot up the America crowd mic?
Thank you, America.
Located somewhere in Iowa, I believe. All right, I'm here with the wireless mic. Here's a guy who's wearing a poncho and a sombrero. How are you, sir? Sombrero.
I'm doing pretty good. What's happening?
I'm doing well.
All right. Well, let's see. Seems like you guys are pretty, have it all set up over there, clothes and everything.
What?
What's up? What's your question, bro?
I was just seeing what you're doing today.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm joining over here this radio station, The Bone, from right here in San Francisco. And basically, you know, just enjoying the time here, you know, hanging out, seeing the Hall of Famers walk through here. So, yeah, you know.
What's your name?
Well, my name is Frank, but...
Wait. Your name is what?
Oh, okay. Francisco.
There you go. Okay, now we're having fun.
So anyhow.
Okay. So why are you dressed like this today?
Well, joining these guys, you know, just having some fun. And, you know, I mean, it seems like there's some reason why you're here, right? You felt...
are you promoting anything or are you...
Just hanging out with The Bone.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's pretty
works
much
for
it.
The Bone.
And,
do you work for the station?
I'm on the air caller, you know, so yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're a frequent caller, and so they invited you down and to be on?
Yeah, just to have some fun with the people coming through.
Sombrero, you know? Frank.
Sombrero Frank. Well, thank you, Sombrero Frank.
Jalapeno Man, actually.
Oh, is that what they call you?
Yeah, Jalapeno Man.
Jalapeno Man. What do you do in your regular day job?
I actually work for a company that manufactures laboratory.
Oh, my goodness. It just gets so tiresome already. All right, well, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care, dude.
Okay. He's a happy guy.
And then here's another superhero we have over here. Are you also a listener to The Bone?
I am actually a part of The Bone.
Oh, you're part of the morning show.
Yes, we every Tuesday I go out and I wear this costume and we raise money for the Boob Project. It's a project we have with our sister station, 104.5 KFOG.
Okay, so KFOG. Now, so we need to describe this since we're on an audio medium here. You're wearing like a unitard, a red unitard, long sleeve.
Precisely, a long sleeve unitard.
You got a cape on, and you're not, I wouldn't describe you as a thin person. So.
That's okay. I'm working on that.
How much would you say you're overweight?
I would probably say about 30 pounds overweight.
Okay, so you're underestimating there. So, but you've also got like a cod piece or something on here. What is that?
That would be a utility belt.
No, I mean up under the utility belt, the panties.
Yeah, that's one of those weird swimsuits you'd find on those men's catalogs.
Let's see it on that webcam.
Oh, yeah, we'll get it right on the webcam. We'll make it shake and bake.
Don't helicopter. Helicopter in the junk.
So, does he have a name? A superhero?
You have a superhero
Red
name?
Red Man? Or?
I don't know if it would be appropriate to say the name. We'll just go with Scarlet T for now.
Scarlet T, and the T stands for something.
It rhymes with ain't.
Okay, all right. I think we got it there.
Nice.
I'm glad you did. I was hoping I could at least dance around it and get the point across.
Are you the only
funnier that way.
Charity superhero that goes by the name Scarlet Taint?
Yes.
As far as you know.
There's a Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we'll check out that Facebook page.
And there's various videos. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No problem. How long have you worked for The Bone?
A little over 2 years now.
And have you always worn this? You don't wear this every day.
No, it came a little bit after the DJ name came. We all thought it sounded like a superhero. We actually put it to a vote with our listeners, and the overwhelming support was for the name Scarlet T.
Oh, okay, so your parents did not name you Scarlet Taint. That was something that you acquired later.
Yes. Yeah, mostly my given name, just Chris.
Do your parents listen?
Yes. They listen every Tuesday.
Listen, every Tuesday when you're on.
That's when I go on. Our feature, we call it Ta-Ta Tuesday, and that's when we raise money for the cause.
And do you think that your parents are proud of you going on every Ta-Ta Tuesday as Scarlet Taint? Is this kind of what they were aiming for when they put you in that nice elementary school?
Exactly. When I went out of Sonoma State, that was exactly what they thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Our son's going to grow up to wear a superhero costume. But if it's raising money for this,
it's for a good cause.
I wear this every day.
When was the last time you actually viewed your own taint?
Well, that was probably a good 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm taking boxing classes, I'm working towards seeing it again.
Okay, and so you saw it 5 years ago. Were you just checking it out, checking for ticks? What were you doing down there?
Yeah, it was after a long camping trip in the Southern Sierras, and thought I saw something there, and sure enough, it was scarlet.
A scarlet tick.
A scarlet tick.
Thank you, superhero.
It was my pleasure. You guys scarlet. Have a good day. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. It's Scarlet Taint from, are they a sister station of ours? Is the Bone?
You guys
Cumulus? Yeah.
We're sisters.
Okay, sisters.
Another
yay.
Sister. Nice. There's so many sisters
That's
out there.
That's our Scarlet Taint sister right there.
Well, he's kind of the Gordo of the Bone. He gets dressed up and does bits.
You know, he parties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I saw Jerry Rice come by.
Did you see pictures of him or the actual?
I saw the actual Jerry Rice.
Ah, nice. Nice. You want me to talk to this lady?
Sure.
Oh,
of course, I'm not venturing
very
far.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. How are you doing, ma'am? Gordon of the Ticket in Dallas.
I'm good. How are you?
You look a little bit suspicious of me. Yeah. I have no weaponry or any sort of thing.
That's good.
Or ill-intentioned. I'm not ill-intentioned.
Cleared by Homeland Security, everybody else. Okay, good.
Exactly. I don't have a valid driver's license, but that's a whole different matter. Do you work for a station or do you work for a promotion company? What do you do?
I work for a sports agency.
A sports agency, and who are you representing here today?
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb. Mm-hmm. Randall Tex Cobb?
No, not the fighter actor. No, the real Randall Cobb.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
And he's still alive, right?
No, Randall Tex Cobb.
Tex, we're talking
Randall
about.
Randall Tex Cobb.
Oh, I have no idea, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're just hearing now. We're hearing breaking news that he is still alive.
He's 65.
So he's 65 years of age right now. What's that?
He's young.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. He was in Raising Arizona. You ever seen that?
Yes. Hi. Go find me that baby. Go fetch me that baby.
You're doing a little Holly Hunter there. Very good. Who do people tell you look like?
Alive or dead? The Flying Nun.
The Flying Nun.
Okay, yeah. Wow. I can see that.
It's not exactly an up-to-date reference, but...
You know. It's better than the
I used to watch that show.
Day.
Little Sally Field.
Yeah, Little Sally Field. That was her name, right?
Yes.
God rest her soul.
She's still alive.
She's still alive.
Hey, well, we certainly congratulate her family this morning. And did you always work for Randall Cobb?
No.
Who did you work for before that?
Trying to think. So many different. So University of Tennessee, all over the place. Just a little bit all over the place.
And of all the famous people that you've met, who's been the most famous?
Randall Cobb.
Than Randall Cobb.
Oh, gosh.
Ever met a Beatle?
No, never met a Beatle.
Backstreet Boy?
Nope.
I don't know.
That's pretty much
Playboy
it.
Playboy Playmate?
No, don't tend to hang out in the
circles. Jerry Rice is getting out of his perch over there.
Me? You're the most famous person I've met because you know Randall Cobb. So where's Jerry Rice?
Over there.
Yeah, tell her goodbye. Yeah,
okay, I'm going to go see if I can't
snipe. Hurry.
Okay. What do I need to do now?
Just go chase him down.
Is he wearing his Hall of Fame jacket? Why is he wearing his Hall of Fame jacket?
Just to scoreboard all of us, I guess.
Well, he's already doing that by being Jerry Rice.
Well, I don't know where
he is. Rag him about losing the Pro Bowl. Can you get through there?
No.
Oh, you can't get through there.
No, it's fenced off. They've got him corralled.
Sorry, man. I thought you could get to that area.
Mirrors on the ceiling. Pictures of Jim Rice. His brother made it into an Eagles song.
Nasty Mister just walked by us.
Okay, steer clear. We don't want an international
incident. Just walked behind
me. You want me to go talk to him?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because we like coming to the Super Bowl.
How does he have so much power over the NFL?
They don't see it that way. They just see it as altercations, and they don't want that in the media center.
Well, it's frustrating to me. I'll ask this guy about Nasty Nestor. Hey, how are you? Do you know Nasty Nestor?
I do not.
The guy from Baltimore?
I'm not from Baltimore.
That the Lord hates?
No clue.
Thank you for your time.
There he is. Okay. There he's right behind me. Okay.
Look, he's right behind me.
Oh, my goodness, he's
talking
walking.
About him, because then he'll complain that we talked about
he's
him.
He's walking with a cup of douche. He has a cup of warm douche.
No, just let it go.
That's what he drinks.
Uh-oh.
What?
What happened?
I don't know. Here's a girl.
I still got him.
Do you like girls? I can talk to
her. I enjoy women.
I do, too. I'll ask her.
Who said that?
I don't know. I'll ask. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
Who do you work for?
Fox.
Fox. Oh, yeah. The network or the radio network?
Radio out of Denver, 103.5.
103.5. That's known as Fox 103.5.
Yes, 103.5, the Fox.
Yeah. And what do you do there?
I help produce mornings with Rick Lewis.
Tell her she's
a Fox.
That's
Rick Lewis.
Rick Lewis. He's the big time.
Tell her she's
a Fox. Rick Lewis, man. Well, so how long have you worked with Rick Lewis?
About 6 years.
That's pretty good.
Yes. Is he a Rick
you look
with
like
a
you're
P?
Like 22.
I am. I'm pretty young.
How old?
You worked with him since you were underage.
Yes.
Is he a
he's
jerk?
Not locked up.
Is he a jerk?
Is he nice to you?
He's really, he's my father, so he has to be nice.
Oh, oh okay. Oh. Having fun. So,
tell her you love
so
her.
So I do love you.
Oh, yes, he does love me.
Thank you for your time. No, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
How old is she?
How old are you?
23.
Oh, gosh. 23. Well, wow. We certainly hope you have a fruitful career of love.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Man, I've got to step in there.
Glad you didn't really rip on Rick. That could have been really bad.
There's a wheelchair guy right here, Gordo.
Oh, Conrad Doble.
No, not him.
Okay, well, I was in position to maybe talk to Jerry Rice.
Oh, try.
Man, that'd be great.
Well, he went the other direction. He was
oh, he's coming back.
He was almost at my...
Here he comes.
The location of my choosing. What should I ask him?
Rag him about losing the Pro Bowl.
Does he talk to Joe Montana much?
Okay. Hey, Jerry Gordon of The Ticket in Dallas. Just want to know if you talk to Joe Montana very much.
I don't know. Do I talk to Joe?
Yeah. You remember him.
All the time, man. Yes. You know,
rag him about losing the Pro Bowl.
Paths and stuff like that.
Irvin stomped on him.
Are you ticked at Michael Irvin since you lost the Pro Bowl to him?
Oh, man. You know what? The Pro Bowl is what?
Game that no one.
It's a title really, game.
It's a title game.
Man. It's a, you know, it's a where players get a chance to take their families and enjoy. And, you know, Michael did a fantastic job, and I give him credit. But, you know, it's a game where you just go and relax.
So you spend a lot of time with him. Half the time, do you not understand what Michael's saying when he's laughing?
Okay.
Uh oh.
Jerry, thank you.
Oh, gosh. It looked like it went south
thank
in a hurry.
Oh, man. That did go south in a hurry. Yeah, that was an exclusive interview with the guy that some consider the greatest football player ever.
You played football, too? I watched him hit a lot of home runs.
That's Jim Rice. That's Jerry Rice.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to talk to him.
The greatest receiver ever.
That would have been funny if you had asked him when the last time he saw Dewey Evans was.
Right. Dewey Evans. Man, I love watching you play. All right. Well, I think that's another successful.
End on that high. Jerry Rice, live on The Ticket.
Only on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Jim Rice, an exclusive.
Jerry.
Right here on Montana's Jerry. Favorite
hey,
Joe.
Throw it back to me.
Here's Craig.
Thank you, Gordon.